Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a question that, you know, a lot of people rarely address. That question is connected to the topic of charity. The question we want to ask is this: whether it is good or bad, virtuous or reprehensible, to be excessive in giving charity. You know, this falls under a broader topic, which sometimes is discussed under the heading of being wasteful or excessive in good deeds. Israf fi umur al-khayr, we call it in Arabic. This is something rarely discussed, and you know, probably because, you know, a lot of people don't really give charity in the first place. So, you know, primarily, you know, a lot of what our ulama discuss, you know, from the pulpit or in their books, is the virtue of giving charity. But in a lot of cases, you know, we see, you know, people, they become excessive, especially, you know, if there's a believer who is, you know, wealthy and he has a lot of money. Maybe like a lot of times some of these people, they don't have children, and they become excessively generous. And when we say excessively generous, meaning they, you know, they start giving away money even to the detriment of their own families and, you know, their children and their wives. And so we want to ask today whether this is reprehensible or not. Fortunately, we have some verses of the Holy Quran as well as some hadith which can shed light on this question and answer it for us. In Islam, this is definitely not a good characteristic. In one verse of the Holy Quran we read, "Do not keep your hand chained to your neck, nor open it altogether, or you will sit blameworthy, regretful," which is an allusion to the fact neither should you be so miserly that you don't give anything away, nor should you be so charitable that, you know, you give everything away and you don't have anything left for yourself. Right? In both cases, you will be blameworthy. People will blame you, look down upon you, and you'll end up regretting what you did. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The one who gives excessive charity is as the one who withholds it." Both of them are ignoble and, you know, reprehensible. And Imam Kadhim alayhi salam said the following in a very beautiful and instructive hadith. He said, "Do not give away of yourself to your brothers so much that the loss incurred for you supersedes the benefit to them." You know, if you give so much to them that you end up hurting yourself more than they are benefiting, then, you know, it falls under that general heading of wastefulness and israf in good deeds. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were examining whether being excessively generous is reprehensible or it is a virtue in the light of the hadith and the Quran. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.